You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. This is the IPR COVID Daily. It's 4:44. I'm Kendra Carr. As hospital beds in Michigan fill up with COVID-19 patients, some hospitals up north are preparing to take additional cases. IPR's healthcare reporter Taylor Wisner joins me to fill us in on what's happening. Hi, Taylor.
Hey, Kendra.
Last week, the state asked hospitals to make room for any COVID-19 patients that might need to be transferred. What exactly is Governor Whitmer asking Northern Michigan hospitals to do?
So the state asked hospitals to prepare an emergency plan in case there's a surge in the number of COVID-19 patients being admitted. And it asked hospitals to increase the number of ICU beds to 10 to 20% more. The state also set up a database. It has the amount of equipment, the number of ventilators, and the ICU beds that each hospital has. That's shared system-wide so that all the hospitals know exactly where they could transfer patients if needed.
So are all Northern Michigan hospitals prepared to take patients from other hospitals?
That's a good question because it's not a simple process to transfer a patient. Different hospitals have different capabilities. For example, staffing and the ability to care for really critically ill patients. So Munson right now says it has no plans to take patients from outside the region. It's reserving its resources to care for the Northern Michigan population. But McLaren Northern Michigan says it's been able to keep a portion of its ICU beds available just in case. Now, it's unclear how many beds that actually is. The hospital says it fluctuates based on how many people in the region the hospital might need to care for, and how many COVID-19 patients, and how many other patients are in the hospital at a given time. But you know, it's interesting, even though McLaren Northern is a smaller hospital system compared to Munson, it really comes down to a question of capacity, what the hospital is set up to accommodate. Hospitals can't take more patients if they don't have the PPE to properly equip doctors and nurses.
So how likely is it that patients will be transferred here?
We won't be able to know this for sure, but I can say that patients will only be transferred to Northern Michigan hospitals if a nearby hospital system is truly overwhelmed. Each transfer case is a decision made by the doctor caring for the individual patient. The doctor determines if the person is well enough to make the trip to another hospital, and if the doctor thinks that the patient needs a ventilator or could need a ventilator, they have to find out if the hospital has one for them. Geography is going to play a role in patient transfers. So for patients with severe symptoms, it doesn't really make sense to send them up north. But some hospitals already have good working relationships with others in the region, so the transfers we might see are likely going to be done within the region.
Thanks, Taylor. We'll continue to follow the story in the weeks ahead.